Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll
Alali. You are
You have tuned in to Dr. A Live, sponsored by Healthy Smart Homes and the Healthy Smart 2020 campaign. There's too many toxins indoors, and we have to eradicate them. We're supporting a national effort from the Office of the Surgeon General to educate people about reducing their exposure to indoor air and radiation toxins. And we have a special show lined up for you tonight. First of all, we want to welcome back one of the founding broadcast journalists of the show, Miss Ida Morse from South Carolina, who I met in California, it's been almost 3 years ago. And she became such a staunch supporter of this campaign. And because of her efforts, our voice was carried throughout the United States and Canada, and it has touched the lives of so many people. And as a direct result, we have about 3 young women who are alive today who were suffering severely with seizure disorders. And someone shared the broadcast with them, and they were able to make a lifestyle change. And we're going to talk about that. And we also have a special guest tonight, one of America's most amazing young women, who is an environmental health physicist, and she's an auditor. She's been on the road, traveled with us for almost 11 months to various projects to archive and to document the journey with these nanotechnologies and what was happening in the marketplace with the children. And so help me welcome Miss Kimberly Ingram. And she
Hello.
Thank you, Miss Kim. And so we got to hear from Miss Ida. We haven't heard from her in months now because she's got a number of ventures. And this is one big question that people ask me all the time, Ida. What was it about this campaign that really intrigued you to get behind it and find one of America's most amazing broadcast engineers and men of God, Pastor John Hill, the sponsor of this radio show? What was it that intrigued you?
The healing powers. I was just blown away. I'm a type of person that I love natural things. My body has never been able to accept a lot of prescription drugs, and I've had lots of health problems throughout my life, and I've sought out natural ways to heal those health conditions. And at the time that I heard about you, Dr. Alali, it was when we were both partnered with another company, and the man was talking about, you know, the rays and this and that, and I was at the point where I was about to go to see a physician because I thought I had an ear infection, and the wax was just running out of my ears, and they were just bothering me all the time, and I couldn't listen to the telephone or the computer or anything I got near electronic. My ears would literally hurt. And when I heard him say that, and I heard the testimony from one of the young ladies that he was talking about, I think one of the little girls out in Michigan or somewhere out in the Midwest, I said, now I've got to try that. So I immediately, after the call, either the next day, got on the phone and I ordered 2 of the devices. And I put one in my cell phone and I put one on my laptop. And within, I think, 2 or 3 days, what I thought was the ear infection cleared up.
Wow.
And that said, I've got to meet this lady. I've got to meet her. I said, I'm going to California. And I had not planned to go to the convention that year, but after I heard you were going to be there, I'm like, I'm going to California.
And that's my story. Because we were kind of standing in the middle of the hallway going
exactly.
and you were like a radar. Beep, 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 beep. You honed
yes,
in on you made your way through that crowd to make me to know you. And I tell you, it was just like we were sisters when we met because our hearts
yeah.
met. And, you know,
yeah.
we were, and we just hooked up at that conference, and you kind of guided me through the maze with people who were on your team and what they were trying to do, press us through. And it was just tremendous to see. And so many people got excited. I think we sold almost 400 units that day from the demonstration.
Yeah. It's an awesome, awesome product, you know, and it's amazing, you know. I've never seen anything work that fast and be so effective. And you didn't have to take anything.
That's what's so crazy. We actually had
that was the swamp. Didn't need water? Didn't need anything?
Exactly. And we had. You know, it's an electrical safety device. I tell people all the time, this is not a healing. It was never designed to heal the body. It was designed as an electrical safety device for electronics, but it was designed to shield. And, of course, you know, we live in a world today that is so gung-ho for imagination and innovation. And we're just running away, inventing everything, and nobody is taking the time to say, what are the health risks with this? I spent the latter part of last week with building engineers, some of America's top building engineers and architects. And there was kind of a struggle in the dialogue because they were talking about building buildings that were highly innovative and energy efficient. And my disposition was, where is the safety officer? Is anybody testing to see how these new advanced fabrications are affecting health? And then I showed them an article from NIH, the National Institute of Health, that talked about the electromagnetic dynamics in buildings creating degenerative diseases of the nerves, such as diabetes, Alzheimer's, heart disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, dementia, autism, fibromyalgia. And the man said, you know, we didn't even know that electromagnetic radiation could cause heart disease. I said, sir, there's over 1,000 articles that say that, and we have environmental codes, environmental code 925.0 and 994.8 talks about electricity creating heart disease. And one of the most profound engineers dealing with solar and solar glasses now, these films that they're putting over the windows to block out the rays of the sun. You know, he took us to a place where we were able to see all this new, advanced, sophisticated material. And I said to him, I said, we tested them. And even though they were the most advanced glass in America right now, and they had all the bells and whistles for keeping out sunlight and blocking UV rays, et cetera, they were not balanced. They still were conducting electromagnetic static to the point where, you know, he said, I got to admit, Doc, I got heart disease. I said, did it ever occur to you that it could be because you have so much glass in your office and you're sitting within 4 feet of this window? So that made for an interesting conversation. And at the time that I met you, Ida, we didn't even have the solar. The solar came about 14 months or so after we met.
Right.
And so we're blessed tonight because I wanted you to meet this dynamic young lady who is a marketing specialist, and she's got marketing campaign, product campaign, some of the people that we love, like IKEA and Buick and General Motors and just a number of Pepsi and number of beverages. And so her, one of the companies she consults with, was interested in our product and kind of said, you know, this product is so innovative that we don't want to just take Dr. A's word for it. We want you to go out and see these dynamic testimonies that she's talking about. And Miss Ingram was actually there on an international stage with us when we were invited to present to the world at our first TED Talk that was down in Durham, North Carolina, a number of weeks ago in April. And Miss Ingram, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight. Say hello to all of our guests.
Hello, everybody. It is actually my pleasure. I am humbled to be on the show with Dr. A and everyone who is spreading the news across the world. So I say to you guys from Ohio, hello, and thank you for having me on the show today, Dr. A.
Okay, it's wonderful. And while we're talking about shout outs, I want to thank my Canadian family for tuning in tonight, interrupting their busy schedule. You know, our engineering team up there that does an outstanding job. They taught me so much about the technology and their diverse applications and use of it on the farms up there and in water management and water research. And some of the discussions they're having using it in hydroponic farms and institution research labs and some amazing things that they've done with homes up there and just seeing resounding health benefits. This technology was never designed to treat, doctors, cure, or prevent disease. But this is what we've learned. We've learned if you take down the assault of air, chemicals, and electromagnetic static, it's amazing how the body will just jump and heal itself. It will do amazing things, and it's just been so amazing. Miss Ingram, what
yes,
has been fascinating testimonial that you've seen. You've seen a number of situations.
Absolutely.
What has been the greatest wow for you?
Oh, my God. The greatest wow for me was in North Carolina. And when I saw a young lady who was sent home to die because she was having so many seizures and they could not stop them, they could not help her. So they sent her home to die. And going in there, watching her mom, just watching her baby, not taking her eyes off of this child, because she never knew when that would be that child's last breath. So I went in there, and along with your other, with a team of naturopath doctors, I actually saw with my own eyes when I walked in there, first of all, the little girl was having many seizures. So she's shaking, her body is shaking. And so when we began to put the Sully on the window and we just began to retrofit her room. And I saw this child go from shivering shakes to just calmness. And I'm thinking like, oh my God. For real God, that's all I can say. Really all I can say is for real God. This was amazing. Yes, I'm sorry.
And for those who are tuning in, she's talking about our solar nanotechnologies. These technologies are phenomenal for mitigating or reducing electrostatic using the power of the sun coming off of windows. And there was great concern. This child was under medical management. She had 24-hour nurses. And there was great concern about her environment. The doctors felt that the electromagnetic static was so high and it could have been contributing to the demise of her health. And when we measured it out, it was in the 700s. It was like 729. It was off of the chart because the levels should be below 40 BMUs of radiation. And so she was. It was like she was in the middle of a taser gun. And as soon as we used the window to create an energy current that mitigated the electric system around her bed, it took the static out. It literally was maybe 20 minutes. She was having both spasms and seizures and shallow breathing that people have when their death is imminent. In fact, we started crying.
Yes.
Because there was nothing. Her body was so weak that the only thing we could bring was to try to take the static out of her environment, out of the electrical systems and the infrastructure that was in her room, so she would at least be more comfortable. And right about the time, she stopped jerking and she stopped seizing, and she went into a deep sleep.
Yeah.
And we went in the living room and began to pray for her mom. And it was like a bond. We just began to pray that God would strengthen her because we didn't know what the outcome would be. And we went to leave, and you remember the mother went in the room, and the child that had been nonverbal for weeks. She opened her eyes and said something to the mother, and the mother just spontaneously started crying because she was coherent in her right mind. And we were getting ready to pack up, and she ran outside.
Yes, she
and
did.
She said something to me. Remember that?
Yes, I do. It was so touching. Dr. A, I'm telling you, that was the most touching time. I mean, there were so many different times when I've seen so many miracles. But that particular one, and the mom ran outside in tears and said her baby had spoke, and she was resting. She said her child had not rested in so long, and she was so afraid. But to see this, and this child be able to finally be able to rest peacefully. It was so amazing. That was something to behold.
And that's one of the reasons why I asked you if you could be on the show tonight, because we are marking the 1-year anniversary. Actually, it was a week ago when we went down to her home.
Wow.
Because they said her death was imminent.
Yes.
Time last year, we were down there witnessing, making the documentation and witnessing this event. And so, ladies and gentlemen, those of you that have brought nanos and biobalancers, you help us sponsor free nanos and biobalancers to people with seizures that are under medical care, because we did not make this electrical safety device to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure disease. But doctors in North Carolina, what happened with this young lady, and her name is Allie. Her mother came on the show almost 10 months ago and told the story, and we're going to have her on again. And Miss Allie, a year ago, was a recipient of a pack of technology to help balance her home from all of you that have been buying the nanos and the biobalancer. You helped us to help her doctor, her medical team, save her life. She is the first person to ever have a medical doctor write prescription for the use of the nano directly on her body. And she made it to her 21st birthday, December 2nd, and it was a grand occasion that her family near and far and the community celebrated. The mayor made her honorary mayor for the day and issued a proclamation to celebrate her life. The professor at the University of North Carolina Central that had 8 laboratory houses done in that central community to get the data of how effective this technology is. They came down. They helped us raise money to put static blockers in her whole house. And they got to witness a miracle with our team. Allie had been on oxygen for years. Her bedroom was like a bubble. It was mechanically re-engineered to accommodate the fact that she did not have the strength to stand. She was totally dead weight. She was quadriplegic in function. And she had to be moved, apparatuses to lift and move her. And her family said that was the first time in like 7 or 8 years that she was able to be in the living room for 5 hours without any oxygen, and she had no seizure. And we had some kind of party down at Allie's house.
Wow.
So, Miss Ingram, you were part to witness the beginning, and then we had to send you pictures because you weren't able to be there at the December party.
But I know.
Could you imagine when you saw her looking youthful?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, what did you say when you got that picture?
Oh, my. I could not believe it. Well, actually, I can't say that I could not believe it because I seen her when, you know, when we left, but she was nothing like I saw her in the picture for her celebrating her birthday. It was just like it wasn't the same child. It was unbelievable, and it was just it made me so happy to see that this child is she's still alive and doing well. It was just so fantastic just to be a part of that, but to see that, to actually see it with my own eyes was just, I mean, it's priceless. It was just amazing.
It is, and it all kind of reverberates back to Pastor John Hill and Sister Moore, because it's called community. Pastor Hill and Sister Morris, they heard. Sister Morris heard about a technology, and she was willing to spend her resources to come from South Carolina all the way across America to Ontario, California. I didn't even know there was such an Ontario, California. Because you think about Ontario, you're thinking about Toronto, you're thinking about parts of Canada. Yes, there is Ontario, California, about 50 miles northeast of Los Angeles. And we all met up there. And she took the testimony of this technology back to Pastor Hill. And when he saw the miracle in her life, he said, I got to find Dr. A. We got to reach out to her. And we got to carry her voice to the nation.
Yeah.
Because of your sense of community and family, that voice hit down in Durham, North Carolina, to a gentleman who was in the Kangen water, who knew a naturopath that works with these children that have these severe, chronic, life-threatening illnesses. And Pastor Hill, somebody sent him the Tuesday night Healthy Smart Home, Dr. A Live, Blog Talk Radio to dial in. And that what we were sharing, either what the testimonies were, the fact that people were tuned in from Canada, And they were sharing their testimonies, what was happening in Canada. And people were calling in from New York City and from Chicago and from St. Croix. He called his naturopath up and said, man, listen to this. And that naturopath, after the show, called me and said, I found out about you from a man that sells alkaline water in Durham. And I work with children that have more than 600 seizures a day. Do you think your technology will help them? I said, sir, this is an electrical safety device. We never made this technology to help anybody to prevent, diagnose, cure, or treat disease. But there's a little girl in Cincinnati whose family discovered that they could stop her seizures with it, and she wrote the Morgan Lee Protocol. And we all went to Cleveland Clinic to present the Morgan Lee Protocol to the world. And she, a doctor from Las Vegas, saw our presentation, contacted us. We overnighted technology to Las Vegas, where a child was dying in the intensive care unit. And they went in and laid that technology on that child, and 8 years of seizing. Her death was imminent. They said they could not stop her seizures. They could only slow them down. The child had been in diapers since she was born. Within an hour, her bladder and bowel turned on, and she had continence for the first time in her life.
Mm.
And all of this happened because, Pastor Hill, you said, I hear God, I see God. Because Sister Moore said, this is such extraordinary technology. It had to come from the heavens to the earth. And I've always given God the glory. Some people get offended by that. I say, you have to take offense. Because nanotechnology and nanoscience is not the core of my learning. I am a registered nurse. But when I got breast cancer and my son got a brain injury and I put my face on the floor before the Most High God, and I didn't pray no fancy prayer. I just said, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon my son. And there's a common thread that we all share in this studio tonight.
Yes.
And that is the love of God that is in our heart and our deep concern for humanity. And because everybody brought just a little bit of that concern, everybody just picked up the phone and told one or two people, as a result, the dynamics of our love and concern for humanity was like an ocean. It rippled out and touched the people that were praying for us, that were seeking for us. And the stories were so fantastic that the companies that Miss Ingram represents could not imagine that the testimonies were so phenomenal. They said, we need you to get on the highway. We need you, Dr. Alana, can she travel with you to archive these testimonies? And I said, sure. And when we saw that testimony, it shook us for a couple days, didn't it, Miss Ingram?
Yes, it did.
You know, because as a mother, there's no way you can stand there and see a mother stressed with anticipation of, is this my last? Is this the seizure that will kill my daughter? And not feel that thing in your soul. Because we all have children. And we are moved. We are women with hearts of flesh. We are moved by the suffering of people. And when you see a mother calling out to God for for the life of their children. It rings in your ears like nothing you've ever seen before, and immediately. When we got back to that hotel room, we was in Thanksgiving, thanking God for the life and the help of our children and our grandchildren. And you know, you almost felt like Jesus by saying, thank you that this cup was not my portion.
Yes.
Because it would have consumed me to have to see my child who was born natural. I mean, born a normal child, playing the way children play, until 6 years old, she got exposed to something. That's why it's so important to teach your children wash their hands. They've been at the beach playing in sand, and they've been in dirt playing in dirt. We don't know what has been contaminating our waterways and our soil, but it's so critical to have children wash your hands with soap before you eat. We become so lackadaisical in our hygiene practices. Come in from outside and just sit down and eat. Pull up to McDonald's through the drive-thru and just take our hands, putting it on a sandwich, putting it on our food without sanitizing our fingers. I mean, we have to wake up and go back to the basic fundamental elements of hygiene, because there's at least two or three children in the repertoire of children that are using this technology to stop seizures. And the mothers and the fathers have said they were playing in dirt or they got exposed to some kind of household chemical. And then they had started having this degenerative seizure and nerve process going on. So, Sister Morse, I'm so happy you're online tonight in this studio to hear the labor of your love, that it was not in you stirring up the whole heart of something. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Did you want to
I'm
say
still here,
something?
Doctor. No, I'm listening. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just saying, look what you started. Look what you did. Because you made a phone call, and you began to tell people. And then Pastor Hill said, God, I don't know how we're going to do this, but I'm going to carry Dr. A. We're going to have this weekly talk show. And I know you never imagined that it would reach way up to Canada, and we would get farmers like Mario and weathermen and businessmen like Rod and water engineers like Pierre on the line listening in and contributing, and it's just been phenomenal.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I asked Miss Ingram to come on because she's gotten so curious with this technology. Miss Ingram, you got to tell them what happened. You had a solar. You had the solar technology that's about 2 inches long. And it harnesses the energy from the sun so it can help us with mitigating static. You didn't want to lose yours. You had to travel from Atlanta to Cincinnati. And so what happened? What did you do with your solar?
Well, actually... I put the Soli in the window of the car that I was traveling in. And so, actually, I put it in the top left-hand side, and I said, let's see what happens here. And so I actually plugged in my phone, you know, in the lighter. And I just wanted to see, you know, if I could save gas, money on gas or whatever. So I'm driving from Georgia to Ohio.
I have to stop you right there. She did not know that the Nano in her phone had solar link and was going to link up to Soli being that close in the car. It was going to link up to the solar on the windshield and start, you know, communicating with that solar to bio-balance her whole car. So tell us what happened.
Oh, my goodness. So first of all, it was the most peaceful ride ever. And I was driving at night. I don't like to drive at night, but I just felt so much stress. But then I'm thinking, let me look at the gas. I should be putting gas in here. I drove from Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, to Ohio on one tank of gas.
Wow.
On one tank of gas. So that wasn't good.
From Atlanta to Ohio.
It normally takes, I have to fill up twice. Well, it takes about a tank and a half of gas. And that's in a small car. This is a mid-sized car.
Wow.
And so I only had to fill up it really one time, and I still had a little bit of gas once I got to my destination. So I'm really blown away about it. So on the way back from Cincinnati to Georgia, I said, let me try it again. Same thing. And it seemed like I saved more on gas this time. And it was just unbelievable because I always fill up at least twice going to Ohio. So that was just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
And so we were in Pittsburgh when we got the word of this newly found gas savings. And I'm like, could this be really, is he really serious? So we took your information and we went out and we put solely in the window. We filled up in Pittsburgh. Now, we were in a Trailblazer, a GM product car. It takes about $50 to fill that gas up. And we were able to drive, it was crazy, from Pittsburgh all the way to Englewood, Ohio, which is about 15 miles on the other side of Dayton, Ohio, on a half a tank of gas. What usually takes us a whole tank. And that translated to us, you know, the Trailblazer gets about 15 to 16 miles a gallon. To go that whole long way, I think we calculated it came up to, we were getting a little more than 24 miles a gallon in that Trailblazer. And so we've had people, we calculated Kim's usage. She was getting like 50 miles a gallon in that Honda she was in. So, Miss Ingram, what you and your being your curious, innovative self may have scratched the surface on something that's going to be amazing for cars. And we are so blessed now that we just got another university in the loop. We're talking about partnerships and collaboration, and we just got another retired scientist in the aerospace industry who is so fascinated this technology. He is totally blown out of the water. And he's taught us so many new things about the technology. And he's getting ready to take us to one of these high-power quantum physics labs so we can study it on a molecular level and learn a lot more about this technology. And so Ms. Ingram was also there with Pastor John at North Carolina Central University when they did a TED Talk. And we were able to present this technology as a new industry that will create jobs and enhance environmental safety by mitigating, lowering toxins, air, chemicals, and radiation. Ms. Ingram, what did you say when we were on this international platform? I mean, I was looking out and the audience, you know, just amazed that you and Pastor Hill were there. What were you? What went on your mind? What came through your mind seeing us up there being broadcast to the world.
Oh, my God. First, I felt so much excitement just to have you up there so that the world can see that there is hope, you know. And so to see you up there, to be able to broadcast to the world with international, it was phenomenal because we were with people from all walks of life, from every country you could think of. And it was just amazing to be a part of that. And just watch you up there because it was so funny because you were able to demonstrate on their product. I mean, on something they had. So it was like their water bottle. So you were able to show how the static was in there. And it wasn't anything that you brought. It wasn't one of your props. It was something they already had. So they got to see it. And it was just mind blowing, and it was the most amazing experience. I have to say, this journey for these last 8-9 months traveling with you and watching God work through you has been absolutely, I'm speechless. You know, all I can just say is, wow, God, wow, God. That's the only words that I have for this. It's just been amazing.
For those people who are just listening and tuning in and you really don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about the new BioSmart solar technology they're using solar power to help to mitigate electrostatic. Electrostatic is a problem because if you have an injury in your body or you have a dysfunction of an organ, electrostatic gravitates to weakness in the body first. And that's why when you hear a person that has diabetes and the doctors cannot get the blood sugars below 300, or they're always having super high blood sugars, it could be that they're at risk for having so much electrostatic absorbed in their body. And so Ms. Ingram is talking about the fact that we created a nano solar cell, a cell of technology that's full of, you know, our innovative process. And we're able to take the static out of water in less than 3 seconds. And the technology restricts the water, so it's able to increase the oxygen, take the static out, increase the alkalinity, soften the water, stop the buildup of minerals in the water and in the drain pipe. It's really been phenomenal. And we were able to demonstrate how when you buy a bottle of water from the grocery store or from the gas station and they scan it, they put a static charge in that bottle. And we were able to show how effective in a nanosecond we were able to use this technology and take out that static charge. And when the people saw, first of all, how much static charge was in that auditorium, it was communicating through the wireless mic system. And we had someone that was a high-ranking official of the state that was my testee. And when she saw how she lost energy, it was mind-boggling. And she had a farmer sitting on the other side. And he's like, this explains a lot of reason why there's so much illness and people cannot keep their health. I said, yes. And I just had a conversation with one of the columnists from the Washington Post, Dr. Barbara Reynolds. She was coming back from Google Place out there in California. And she's like, you know what? I kind of thought you were out there and kind of far removed from life, talking about all this environmental toxins, et cetera. She said, but I saw with my own eyes that the housing and the hotel facilities in California now require everyone to post a sign that says warning. Chemicals in this building are known to the state of California to cause cancer and injury to the unborn. And she said, you know what, Dr. Lally? She said, I may have thought you were kind of way out in the left, but it's clear to me now that, one, God appointed you to this assignment. And number two, a lot of people would be dead if you didn't take the assignment and get out there and start educating people. She said, I have a greater appreciation for the many sacrifices you've made to be a leader in setting the precedence of we have to make a change. You know, it's kind of like the astronauts when we talk about Houston. Talk to Houston. Houston, we have a problem. And if you've seen the movie Hidden Figures, you know that when they saw the problem was life-threatening, they got some mathematicians together and started calculating to change the frequency and the speed of transmission of those astronauts coming back into the Earth so that they would not burn up on reentry. And I'm telling you, if you look at the stats, the statistics now, look at the Washington Post did a huge article on suicide. What was it, the young man's name that was did a culinary show, Park Unknown? What was his name?
Oh, goodness.
I left my newspaper. You guys know who I'm talking about. The guy that travels around the world, eats all the exotic foods. He committed suicide in France.
Yeah.
And Kay Spade, the big designer, her husband said, I'm divorcing you after all these years and all these babies. And she deeply, deeply loved him. She could not imagine her life without him. And took her own life. All of these, so suicide is up 30% in African-American boys ages 5 to 11. What's going on? Well, let me tell you what the Germans taught me, the German doctor. They are big into what's called psychosomatic energetics to reset the brain waves, help the hypothalamus resolve conflict when you've been through something very traumatic that took your that just wrecked your brain and made you lose energy. And your brain wave, your theta wave and your alpha wave. And this is what they say. They say get your head off the wall, number one, because all the electronics in our homes can take out the energy in our brain waves and make people feel depressed and suicidal. Number two, they've got a sophisticated machine called the Reba machine that will find out where you had a psychotic block from before you were born. In your mother's womb, if your mother had some kind of trauma, these people can find it. Now, this is what blew me away. The treatment is not in a chemical. It's not in a pill. They have found a way to take the dew of flowers and heal your mind. Isn't that something?
Wow.
It's called Bach flowers, B-A-C-H. They use Bach flowers and heal the mind of people who had deep trauma. And I've seen it happen with my own eyes. I was in Dayton, Ohio. I saw an executive from the country music industry, and her husband left her for his secretary, and she went into neuropsychotic shock. She was so devastated and distraught. She couldn't even shower. People had to shower her. Her hair was all over her head. She could, her clothes, she could, were disheveled. They said, okay, we're having a party for her. And they brought a specialist in at 7 o'clock in the morning down on this horse farm, and they invited me. And I saw them take a measurement, put a device off your wrist, and they can discern where the psychotic block was. And the lady said, don't tell me anything. I'm going to tell you. And the test showed she had trauma between the age of 38 and 45. She said, that's true. That my husband left me 3 years ago, and I was 43 years old. and he emptied the bank account.
Hmm.
And they gave her these flowers. She said she could not afford therapy, a psychotherapist. So they told her to rub these flowers on her navel. And I was in the vicinity of downtown Dayton when one of her and her friends came to the restaurant where I was at for lunch. And she started screaming, "Hey, Dr. A, look at me now." She said, "Do you remember those flowers that they gave me? I rubbed them in my tummy." She said, "They rebalanced me, and I'm all over that situation, and I have a new love in my life."
Hmm.
And so I want everybody to write this down. Reba, R-E-B-A. It's called the Reba Machine. The doctor's name is Dr. Eric Banner. U-R-I-K-E, I believe. Last name is B-A-N-N-I-S. She's a big medical doctor in Germany and Switzerland in Toronto. And she's got a book out called Geopathic Steps. But anyone you know that has depression, that has a deep loss, deep grief, if they can get to any practitioner that does Reba, it's called PSE therapy, psychosomatic energetic. PSE testing, call Sam Edwards, PSE testing. I know in Cincinnati, Cole Center for Healing does PSE testing. And the Center for Biomedicine in Toronto does it. I think McGill University in Montreal does it. But beyond that, I know there are a number of practitioners in a number of states because it is working. I've seen it with my own eyes. And I mean, this lady was distraught and just totally dysfunctional. And I saw it pull her up out of that window with my own eyes.
Hmm.
And I'm sharing that because suicide has increased in Texas. It is up over 20% for teenagers down in Texas. These are children of the rich that have everything. Every iPhone. Oh, their own private bathroom and a master suite. Vacations anywhere in the world they want to go. They don't want life anymore. They want death. And that is associated, is now being associated with all this Wi-Fi and high electronics in the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's been associated with the fact that the rich have more autistic children than the rich. And we can do something about it. And that's why I fight. So I rise up every morning, and I'm so excited that we're positioning for funding. We're positioning now for global commercialization. And I thank everyone for joining the show tonight. Ms. Ingram, thank you for interrupting your busy schedule to be on this show. You are amazing. And Ida, thank you. I know you've been so busy. We feel so blessed. Have you circle in and just tell the testimony, because you are the community that lifted up to a national platform.
Wow.
And
thank you,
Hill,
Dr. Lolly.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said thank you, Dr. Lolly.
Oh, you're so welcome, Sister. And Pastor Hill, I refer to you as the Archangel of Mercy, because you didn't know my face. You only saw my heart.
Yes.
You only saw that I was willing. I know what it's like to be a Harriet Tubman. I know what it's like
who have to forsake your life for the salvation of others.
Yeah.
And I tell you, without your support, without the support of all of you, Miss Ingram, even though I was a total stranger, I met her at the inauguration of President Donald J. Trump. And she said, I'm going to help you. And she hooked me up with company, and they said, we want you to archive these testimonials to make sure this lady is valid. And then
wow.
We're going to take you to the world. And all of you got a chance to witness us on the international stage. And we are so thankful and so grateful. And so, Ms. Ingram, I'm going to give you the last word before we say goodnight.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said I'm going to give you the last word before we say goodnight.
Oh, gosh. Well, I just really want to just say that it has been a journey, but it has been one that I wouldn't trade for $1 million. Nothing can compare to this journey, watching people receive their healing, people that were ready to, parents were giving up on, doctors were giving up on, but to be a part of that, to watch something that I would have never in a million years, you know, I used to love the Jetsons. That was one of my favorite shows. And this, I used to say, wow, is it ever going to come to that? And just to see God in the flesh, that's what I look at this like. This has been an amazing journey. And I thank you so much for allowing me to come on the road with you and be a part of this. I wouldn't trade this for the world. This has been such a blessing. It's like a kiss from God. And I thank you for being strong. And I just want to encourage you, don't you give up until this baby has totally been birthed. Thank you, Dr.
Thank you, Ms. Ingram. And Pastor Hill, I'm going to ask you if you will just end the show tonight with a prayer and a blessing for us. Because you've been our keeper. You have been like the shade upon our right hand. You have kept the sun from smiting us by day. And you have been a shield so the moon cannot consume us by night. Bless us that we might continue this journey, that we might have health and life and great joy, and we might spread the kingdom of God in this earth.
Okay. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the most that God was dealing with me the past couple of days, I'm trying to think of what the scripture really was, but I think it was in Mark. I'm not really sure. But it was the lady at the well. And all the disciples gone, and she came there, and she couldn't believe this Jew was asking her for living water, to draw some water. And what he said in this, she couldn't draw the water. But she came there looking for a man that she can touch and satisfy. And he told her some things about her life that changed her life around. And the water that she gave, that he gave her, put new life in her. And out of that, I want to say this. We got to worship God in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
We came to a point in our nations that we are not worshiping God in spirit and in truth. What we are doing now, I'm recognizing, especially in my territory, we're looking up at the pulpit and see this man get up there every Sunday morning and deliver a message, and we walk out and got nothing out of it.
Mm-hmm.
We got nothing. Nothing. We got to go back and create a new society of people that's going to worship
that's
God
right.
in spirit and in truth. And there's a whole lot more to this story that should be said that can't be said on this short time. But the key is, can we go back and create a holy worshiping crew that's going to worship God in spirit and in truth? For the rest of this year, that my desire is to find that we can worship him in spirit and truth. Where is that living water that he said that you will never thirst again? Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Spirit
Amen
and
to God.
Amen.
Yes.
Good night, everyone. This is Dr. A. I love you and I'm blessed to. And may the living water of the Holy Spirit be your portion and bring you great joy in Jesus' name. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Amen. Good night.
Amen. Anybody in here been through some storms?
Amen.
If you've been through some storms, raise two hands. Well, I see some folks didn't raise their hand. I want to tell you, your storm is on the way. Do I have a witness here? All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out. Do I have a witness here? Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell two people, say, neighbor, I've been through, but I'm still here. Tell somebody else that. I'm still here.
Still here.
Does anybody here know God brought you? Yeah.